This is Joanna Schroeder reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and today I have the opportunity to speak with Gene Griffith with Patriot Renewable Fuels. Gene, how are you?
Just fine, thank you. It's a beautiful day here.
It is, and you know, Gene, thanks for joining us. I know you're crazy busy right now. You're getting ready to celebrate the plant's fifth anniversary, and I think we should start off and just give us a basic background on the size of your ethanol plant, you know, a little bit about your local community.
Okay. Patriot Renewable Fuels is LLC is a independent ethanol producer, 120 million gallon capacity. We're located in Anawan, Illinois, and we started production in August 31st, 2008.
And since you went into production, Gene, I think, you know, one of the things that's really important is talk a little bit about how Patriot has really helped your local community.
Okay, one of the reasons that we set this up was to create a new market for corn and also to create economic development, provide some economic stimulus to the area. And then, of course, the third thing that kind of stood out at the time was the need for independence from foreign oil. We started production in 2008. We've hired about 55 to 60 people. Now we're up to about 60 people, and during that period of time, we've contributed significantly to the area's economy. From the farm side of it, we're buying 40 million bushels of corn per year, and over 5 years, that's over 200 million bushels of corn, and surprisingly, when we ran the numbers on it, that contributed $1.1 billion over that five-year period to create a new market. We've had some other things like that. The rural economy has also been benefited. The 60 jobs that we've provided, when we added all of that up, we've paid over $18 million in salaries and benefits for those employees. So we feel like we've done quite a bit that way. Just to follow up maybe on the ethanol production side of it, we've produced 550 million gallons of ethanol, and that came to $1.2 billion. And I think that all of our employees and our board are really proud to think that we could go from a grassroots project like this to that kind of production. And that's valued at $1.2 billion, and that's energy that we don't have to import from foreign oil, from foreign sources. So we've got a lot to talk about, and we're going to have an open house to celebrate it, and we look forward to getting even more messages out after that.
Well, Gene, let's talk a little bit about how the landscape around ethanol has changed since 2008. The ethanol industry was really well-liked and very supported during that time frame, but in the past 5 years, as you know all too well, as ethanol is more accepted and consumers are wanting more ethanol, the big oil industry has really started to attack the industry in general. So, you know, how was it, what's that shift been like for you as the general manager of the plant and knowing that you have such an important role to play in that community?
Well, it's been stressful, but we went into production in 2008, but before we went into production, it took us about 3 years to put the project together, or 2.5 years to put the project together. So one of the things that we wanted to do was to help create this independence from foreign oil. And that was, at that time, there was such an emphasis on that everything was positive. So during the production, during the time that it took us to develop the project, there was almost nothing that was negative about ethanol. Once we went into production, we came in at a very stressful time because we started in September 2008, and there was some banking concerns. The general economy was under stress. And then at the same time, the largest producer of ethanol had troubles with some commodity prices, and they filed for bankruptcy. And so that put a lot of stress on us, and we had to learn to operate as a new plant in that period of time. But still, at that point, the general public perception of ethanol had been pretty good, and you know, we've gone through a lot of changes. from the time that we started thinking about this in 2004 or slightly before that, let's say from 2002, the ethanol industry has grown tremendously. We're producing about enough ethanol. We're producing about 2 billion gallons of ethanol as an industry in 2002. By 2012-13, we're producing between 13 and 14 billion gallons. So production has increased by 7 times compared to what it was back then. Now, that's almost unheard of growth for any industry, except maybe the dot-com kind of industries. Mm-hmm. And in that process, of course, we have increased the percentage of the motor vehicle fuel from approximately 1 or 2% to right at 10%. So that has changed the dynamics of the motor vehicle fuel industry. The big oil looks at that kind of growth and says, our market is declining anyway because the vehicles are getting better fuel economy, and the economy causes them to the number of miles to be reduced. So the total industry gallons that is being used has decreased from close to 140 billion gallons to 130 billion gallons. Well, if we're producing 13 million gallons of ethanol today, that's 10% of the market. Mm-hmm. That by itself sounds pretty good, and it would be okay, except that the market has historically been capped by that because the EPA had set 10% as the maximum amount of ethanol that you could put into a gallon of gasoline. Two or three years ago, the EPA changed that and has increased that amount from 10% to 15%. So, if the market can open up, then we're going to be able to continue to do well. Mm-hmm. But we're under, we're constrained by the those factors. So that puts some pressure on us as an individual producer and as well as on the industry. And I know that the governmental officials are hearing a lot about that from Big Oil and the affiliates that they've lined up to help them with that communication.
Well, you mentioned you really hit the nail on the head. You're now at 10%. We need to overcome what they call the so-called blend wall, and you have a lot of organizations that are really working in Washington D.C. to get the message out. But I think, Gene, we'd be remiss to not address how well you as an individual producer are doing in trying to get that message out. So what are some recommendations you have for other ethanol plants and, other communities? What should people be doing to make sure that we keep the RFS in place and that we can keep biofuels growing?
Well, we have to continue to raise the awareness of the agricultural industry in general and the contribution that the biofuels industry is making to agriculture. The companies here in the Midwest particularly understand that and feel it, but we aren't getting the message out as much as we need to. I mentioned that we have purchased 40 million bushels of corn this year. Even that's over $200 million worth of corn that we have that we bought. Mm-hmm. If you assume that because we're a new producer that farmers may be getting even a quarter, 25 cents more per bushel than they would have got if we weren't here, that's $10 million additional to the farm economy. That $10 million to the farm economy then gets respent on equipment, Case, John Deere, New Holland equipment. They're selling combines and tractors, and those companies are employing people because they have a market for those types of things. Mm-hmm. The farmers are buying corn. They employ people, are buying cars, trucks, that's good for the rural economy right now. So I think that we need to continue to get out the story as to what how we're helping agriculture in general, and agriculture is has been able to be it's certainly a volatile market, but it's been able to contribute positively to the American economy. And I don't know for sure how we can do that better, but we're going to do an open house here, and we've invited all of our officials. We hope that we'll get a good turnout. We hope that they'll be able to learn and get the message out from that end of it.
Great. Well, Gene, you know, keep in touch with us. Hopefully I'll see you at the American Coalition for Ethanol Conference at the end of August, right after your open house. You know, let's sit down and talk and yeah. Let us know how the open house went and how receptive some of these policymakers were to your message.
Well, we're anxious to have them here. We think we've got a good story, and we hope that we'll be able to get it out. We've had good support from our congressional representatives and senators in our state, and I think in some of the other Corn Belt states. But we need to be sure that we get these messages out so that our legislators can continue to support us and keep this thing going the way that we'd like for it to.
Great. Thanks, Gene.